Well, hello and welcome to the Thursday Night Supporters Club podcast on the 6th of February, 2025. I've got to admit, I'm losing track of what day it is. I think this is the joy of being unemployed. Not good. It's not good at all. Waiting to hear about the job that I had an interview yesterday with, if you are interested. I've had no news as of yet. I don't think I will hear anything until beginning of next week. I'm not as confident as I was now, I'll be honest. I haven't done an interview in over 18 years, so well out of practice. Well, didn't know what to expect, really, and it's certainly changed since my day. Now, because of this, I am starting to think of perhaps I should do my own business. I don't want to do a business in the fridge trade, but I've always dreamt of running my own plant nursery. It is a pipe dream, complete and utter pipe dream. My idea was always to try and build a plant nursery on the side until it was large enough that I could cope with the plant nursery itself. But it's not an easy thing to really do. You of course need land, you need somewhere to sell it, and apart from my garden, I don't really have anywhere. Now, my idea is that I would be growing and selling edible plants. This would be tomatoes, aubergines, cabbages, those sort of things. And in some ways I've kind of already started doing that, to be honest with you. I've been growing lots of young plants, and because I have so many seeds, I've sowed more seeds than what I know what to do with. And because of that, I've been putting these young plants on. I've got more than what I need. And my idea was that I could then look at selling these. So perhaps some chili plants, a pound a plant sort of thing. And of course, I've got labels to price them up and things like that. But to be honest with you, selling plants is tricky. Lots of rules in place. I'm sure we can work around those, find our way through it. But having somewhere to sell them is another tricky. Outside my house, don't really get passing trades. So I could go to car boots and farmers markets. That's the only other place I can see me selling them. The downside that I see is that I think there's only going to be a short window where we're going to be able to sell these edible plants from sort of March to June. I think out of all the rest of the time, I don't think people are going to be really looking to buy them. So it's a very short window in which you have to sow and grow lots and lots of plants in order to make it worthwhile. It's certainly a tricky thing to try and figure out if we can make it work. But this is one of the things I was looking at doing. Another thing I've actually been looking at doing is actually grow your own courses, audio courses. Now, this could actually be an interesting way of doing it, because I only have to record once, as long as it is done right. And when it is recorded and put out there, we should end up with some pretty good audio, a pretty good way of bringing in some money. But it's not easy to do, again, marketing and making it worthwhile. Lots of planning going on there, and I have been looking into it, of course. It would be easier if I had a job. It would be much easier if I had a job, or the stress wouldn't be there as much. But that being said, I'm so much happier now. I'm so glad I left my job, because that was killing me. And that's not something I say lightly at all. Now, today I sowed the landcress. Landcress is a great alternative to watercress. It's a really tasty, spicy, peppery kick, which is packed full of nutrients. We eat them a lot, like salad leaves. They're actually incredibly hardy as well. So really good one to grow. We do grow a lot of it here. Now, what I've done is I've actually sown mine in small 5-centimeter pots, just scattered a few seeds on top of multi-purpose compost and covered it over with a sort of 1-centimeter covering of sieved compost. I've kept them indoors inside the heated propagators to germinate. And once they've germinated, we will then thin them out to make them, give them a bit more space to grow. And we'll keep them in the pots. We will continue to grow them in various locations. But once the leaves are large enough to harvest, we will eat those and harvest and eat those. We just use them in salads. As we get into the warmer climates, we of course move them into other areas. So they will probably be okay outside from the end of March. So we will get them out into our grow house, into our veggie pods for then, once they are large enough, of course, but just to make a bit more room. Now, thinning them out is the difficult thing. What I will probably do with the thinnings is try and plant them up somewhere else so that we can then hopefully get some more plants. A really easy one to grow, I've got to say, landgrass. Really great, easy, much easier than watercress, but really full of flavour. As always, you can find the instructions in the mini newspaper. Now, usually I'll be sharing with you my plans for the weekend, which does seem very odd as unemployed. Job hunting is really a full-time job, I've discovered. And so I haven't really been down to the allotment this week. I haven't done a huge amount of gardening other than what I would normally do. So for me, the weekend still applies. Now, the plan is Saturday morning, I'm going to head down to the allotment. As you know, I've cut down the elder tree in the allotment, and I'm going to just cut that, make sure that's all completely cut down. And all the wood prunings and everything that I've got there, I want to try and cut down a bit smaller and stack it somewhere tidy. That way, it should make the allotment look a little bit better. Hopefully it'll start to dry out, and that might be some of our heating for next year. Added to that, I'm going to be hoeing any empty beds or just trying to keep on top of the weeds where I can. And if possible, I've got some mulch that I want to lay down as well. Now, this is pretty standard for this time of year. There's not a huge amount to really do. It's still a little bit early to do a lot of things, still a little bit cold. But for me, it's all about trying to get prepared for the growing season. In a few weeks' time, it will be busy, and I just want to try and stay on top, particularly with a hoeing. There's a phrase that if you hoe when you don't see a weed, you will never see a weed. So well worth doing. Now, back at home, I have actually, a couple of days ago, I moved a tray of lettuce and a tray of onions out into my grow house. These are what I call my sacrificial ones. I put them out there to see how they would survive. It does seem to be getting cold again, but the idea being that if these die, well, then I know it's too cold in the grow house for them before I move the rest of my onions and my lettuce out there. At the moment, they seem to be doing okay, but we've got to keep an eye on it for just a couple more days if it does get cold. But then I will move all the rest of my lettuces, all the rest of my onions out into the grow house. These are in plug plants, the cardboard type. So when they are large enough to be planted, we can plant them straight into the ground. I think we would be quite lucky with that. But fingers crossed, I think it's going to be okay for us to start moving them outside, which will be good because my dining room is just full of plants. Added to that, we're going to clear away more of the beds, just making sure they're clear of any weeds, and then mulch with some compost if we have any available. I've also been sweeping some of our paths quite regularly this week when I've had a few minutes break. I did this during furlough, just every day swept a path. What's amazing is the amount of mulch I'm actually getting from that, like a compost and wood shavings, which is going in our compost bin and looking like it could make a good compost. Added to that, of course, I will also be sowing more seeds and pricking out more plants. We are running out of space. That is the big issue, but we've got to keep on top of it. There's more seeds, more plants. We've got to try and do our best. We might actually try and get some of these into actual pots. Who knows? Who knows? So, yeah, that's my plans for the weekend. Let me know your plans for the weekend. Hopefully it's given you a few ideas of what you could do. I think at the moment the emphasis is on, for me, sowing seeds and pricking out. But space is the big issue, and we need to look at that. Our grow house is helping, though. Our grow house is helping. Right, guys, I'm going to close this one up for tonight. You take care, and I'll speak to you all again on Sunday. Until then, please take care.